Happy 420, everybody.
Happy 420 to you.
Megan has supplied me some flour.
I have. Well, I mean, it's the same flour that you've had.
But
here.
It is flour, and I'm going to take a hit.
I went out of my way. You know, I'm not an expert like you, but I did try and clean the hole of the pipe as well as I could.
Did you cut this from the bottom?
You did.
I did?
You did.
I was about to go, wow, that's so cool. You cut it from the bottom. I brought in some weed ephemera. We'll be exploring that throughout the show.
Okay. Have you taken advantage of any of the screaming deals that are popping off?
Not yet, but I'm thinking about it. Might put on a suit, go around to the different dispensaries, give them a weird impression of me. No, I know a girl that works at a dispensary in NoHo. If I go to one, I'm going to go to that one. But I don't know if I have time because I'm doing a performance that you may attend.
I am attending it. However, I believe the performance starts at 7 p.m.
I thought it was 6.
But it's 6 seven. Or 7. I mean, it's noon now.
I show up
now.
At 7, I'm safe. Is that what you're saying? Because I'm...
I mean, your reputation does precede you.
There you go. Thank
it's not
you.
Like it's not like an open mic. You have been booked on the show.
Absolutely.
In the record store.
It's
on
a record
Sunset
store,
Boulevard.
And not only is it you and me, but really one of the only guests we've ever had on the show. During the birthing episode, Claire O'Kane was walking around barefoot and comfortable in here.
Quentin Tarantino's dream.
She will be also performing at the show.
I don't. I am not performing at the show.
Right, but you'll
I am
be
supporting
there.
Live comedy.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe I'll call you out.
Yeah, if you could give me about 30 seconds of your set, that would be excellent.
I would do that. Hey, gang, new album out, Dragon Boy Suede and the Monster.
Dragon and the Monster.
Came out yesterday. Guess who I'm up against? Guess who else dropped an album yesterday?
Taylor Swift.
And hers has like 25, 22 songs on it. Thing's a monster.
Uh-huh,
I
don't
know where she had time to throw that together. But then you listen to it and you go, oh, I know how she had time to throw that together. Because every single song sounds the same and doesn't have a lot of music in it.
Okay.
Anyway.
Thank you for doing the the emotional labor so I didn't have to.
There you go. But it's going to be a crazy drop date duel this week. Mm. The, Taylor versus the Dragon. So
I'm not like other infertile women. I
you
don't
think
care.
She's infertile?
No, I think a lot of her fans probably are.
Oh,
she's got big, like, Disney adult energy. You know what I'm saying?
She does. Yeah. Like, asexual, like, type stuff.
Yes.
Asexual vibes, even though it's somewhat sultry.
Even though it's about men who have wronged her.
Right.
From decades past.
I mean, she went out with that Joe Alwyn guy for 6 years. So this stuff's all got to be about him. Then. Now she's off on this, I'm with the big jock. I mean, this is going to...
But that hasn't stopped her from making victim pop.
Right, but then...
I coined victim pop on Twitter, KneeX,
I like
today.
That. Is that blowing up?
People seem to be responding well.
Wow. And then who are you telling me said about her, it's a safe space for girls, but it's not important? Wasn't that you who told me that?
I did. I think Courtney Love said that.
Yeah.
I can understand that you would think that I said something Courtney Love said.
There you go. Yeah. You're both rebels.
Shout
out to that. All right. Let's get into a text that you sent me during this week, which was about the Target store. They are...
Heard of it?
Stopping physical media in-store and... online. And they were one of the last bastions besides, say, just a place where they throw it all in a bin and you got to dig through it.
Like a pig. Yeah.
Shout out to Big Piggy Cars. Check out their van video. But anyway, that's a big one. And I just felt it. I felt it when you sent me that text. I felt the price and the value of my stockpile of DVDs rising. When you said that.
Yeah. And I responded to you, just myopic foolishness.
Foolishness.
Foolishness on behalf of these people.
Foolishness. And then as certain streaming people, like people starting to buy Children's Hospital now, you know, Rob from the Daily Show, Rob.
Yeah, I remember that show.
Cordry.
There we go. Yeah.
Like all of a sudden people want that. I go, someplace wants to start streaming it. And now people want to own it. And that'll just keep happening. Shout out to that. And hopefully somebody will stream Originals Season 3. So people will pick that up.
You mean stop streaming, I think is what you mean.
Or start streaming the original so people get into it and then stop at season two and then they have to buy season three for me. Also, Longmire, you guys got a Andrew Western Tribeca sitting there. Let's go. Tribeca yeah sells. Tribeca sells.
Tribeca still sells. Yeah. Interesting.
In fact, let's do this live read right here.
You got a Tribeca-related live read?
No, this is a DVD-related. Respond to offer Deadpool Best Adopted Screenplay by Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick.
I didn't know human beings were at the... I thought that was the first AI-generated screenplay.
Well, it was 2007.
Oh, right. Simpler time.
Something like that. Anyway, they're offering me seven. I listed it for $19.49. They're offering me seven. So they'll wait on that.
Yeah,
they'll
they're going to need sit to...
Somebody offered me money on some shoes, lowballed me. It's just, no. But then somebody lowballed me on a Leonard Nimoy 8x10.
Okay.
And I ignored them, and they just bought it full price. So I'm sticking with that method.
You know what you have.
Till further notice.
He knows what he has, guy.
And I'm sticking with you right here on this episode of Kiss.
No.
My. Why? I didn't even smoke yet.
On this episode of Grift Horse. You didn't even smoke yet today?
No, I mean during the episode.
Okay.
I woked and boked.
Right.
Today.
Right.
Had to be done. But I got my listings done. I've already been to the post office. I've already been out there on these mean streets.
He's always got to go to the post office before he comes here.
It's on the way.
And knows that I have outgoing mail. Isn't that interesting, gang?
So I should drive here, mm-hmm, not take advantage of stuff on the way.
Yep.
Pick up your stuff.
Yep.
This reminds me of a nature poem.
You drop what I say.
Hold on. The water in the river winds up in the bay. Follow your path. Do what I say. Right here on this episode. Hey, shout it out. Hey, listen, the album is out. Okay. I don't need you to like it. I don't need you to listen to it. But I will ask you to buy a track. Baltic States is very sing-songy, although it is, it's dirty. She Takes It Out in Flesh is a popular one. And then also Ill-Fated Brigade, I think, is also conceptual. So I recommend those. Those are my faves, but listen to it. Pick out your faves and pick up a track. Shout out to Marshland Monster, all the hard work he did on that. Check out his episode of Who Charted this past week. And pick up the album, please.
Folks, what are your faves? Send us an email, grifferspot@gmail.com.
I mean, I'm going up against Taylor, so, you know, give me a boost.
We're all living in Taylor's world.
She doesn't need a podcast to boost her Q rating.
Well, you get ready and prepare to smoke weed. And now the lighting and the smoking is happening. It's a perfect seg to play a little video for everybody. I was told about this last night. Lil Mama told me about this. Somehow I had never heard about this. This happened a few months ago.
Okay.
And this is probably in the upper echelon of Grift Horse Hall of Fame.
Wow.
I can just say,
wow,
on spec right now.
Wow.
I'm about to play someone's TikTok video about it.
Oh, come on.
Technical diffs.
Friend, okay. Elizabeth is looking for an unvaxxed. People are saying that she pulled off the ultimate scam. It all starts with this Twitter post.
Maybe go a little closer.
Friend, Elizabeth is looking for an unvaxxed stoner. Her requirements are blue-eyed, white, 5'11 or taller, ST.
It's not, somehow it's, maybe you can't say sperm on TikTok or something. It's an unvaccinated sperm donor.
Wow,
is what
weird.
This Twitter thread
why
says they're looking for.
Why couldn't you say donor on there?
Well, why couldn't you say sperm on TikTok? I don't know. Maybe the.
Oh, I thought you were saying they couldn't say donor.
No, they can't say sperm, I guess. Okay.
Okay.
No Jewish or African descent, follows a healthy meat-based diet, and they didn't want to do like IVF. Like this was supposed to be a natural insemination. Message Stella, if interested.
Wait, can we pause for a second? So far, what I'm being told is someone's looking for an
unvaccinated
donor,
sperm donor.
And they're saying...
Requirements, blue-eyed, white, 5'11 or taller, STD-free, not Jewish or African, okay, follows a meat-based diet.
Oh, they're just trying to find someone that doesn't exist? Or
No, they're basically they're baiting these like white supremacist MAGA fucks.
To say I'm one of these guys?
To say I'm one of these guys. Okay.
Wait, yeah. So this isn't a money scam.
No. It becomes a money scam.
Wow. Okay.
Continue.
Attention. They want to know more details and they want to know what the friend looks like. Stella ends up sharing a picture of her friend and she's like the super hot, like cute, petite brunette, like really pretty girl, you know? So all these guys are really trying to inseminate her. And then she gives some background details on her. So German, Swedish ancestry, 2 body count, and she's been celibate for the past 2.5 years. She's 23 years old, unvaxxed, meat-focused diet, takes supplements.
She's the one who doesn't exist.
Her grandmother and her brother, and the insemination must be natural. She also stresses that the friend does not want a boyfriend or husband. She just wants the insemination, and that the friend also plans on having 3 more kids. So the guy has to be open to inseminating her again in the future. And to whichever guy was to be chosen for this, he needed to have an open schedule so that he could follow along with her ovulation cycle, you know, make sure she can actually get pregnant. This was all to be worry-free. She didn't want any money or anything like that. She just wanted this specific type of DNA. The amount of people that were lining up and sending her messages to become this donor, like, there were a ton of them. Look. Every blue dot, and you can see every message, are the people who were in her DMs asking for more information or felt that they were
candidate
for this.
Tundra.
Some guy messaged and said that he and his wife have 3 kids already, and because of that, he knows that he would pass the quality control inspection. But yeah, there were just so many people who signed up. And here's the thing. You're probably wondering where the scam is.
Can we pause for a second?
I bet there's Jewish guys who still applied, like, I still want to bang her. Like, I'm going to do it.
Well, get ready for the scam.
Okay.
Okay. You're not going to believe what the scam is.
Okay.
This is next level shit.
Candidate for this. You had to have taken a 23andMe test. So here it is. Like, this is the scam right here.
Okay, I guess it? Can I guess it?
She doxes these guys and knows that they're not all white and blackmails them and says, I'm going to release...
No, this takes significantly less effort than that.
Oh, okay.
They post. She posted her link. The guys clicked the link, bought the test, and said, hey, my DNA is good to go. And she receives the $20.
Oh.
It's a referral code for 23andMe that she got all of these fucking dudes to get a 23andMe, and then she got $20 per dude.
And she had to say... No blacks, no Jews,
mm-hmm.
In order that they thought they would have to pass the 23andMe?
Yeah.
But why wouldn't she just say, like, for instance, no Jews, and then she could still get all the black guys? She want to scam black guys?
I think it's specifically trying to appeal.
Oh, she's trying to
She's specifically trying to scam MAGA fucks. Yeah.
Yeah, okay,
got Yeah.
Boy, this is good.
Isn't that insane?
This is beyond money, and, I mean, this is the ultimate... Blending.
Yeah. Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, my God.
This woman made like thousands of dollars.
Is that
$20 at a time?
Is that the gist or?
That's the gist. Yeah. I mean, we don't have to keep watching this video that is very long. But...
Wow. So she can feel fine about scamming them because she can't stand them.
Yep.
And then she gets their money.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the way she worded the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll have to bang me multiple times to get these.
Well, no, my friend who's a, 23-year-old hottie of Swedish descent who only eats meat or whatever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So we can assume that the girl who did this is like an inclusive vegan.
Possibly. Or is just possibly.
She just
someone
knows
who
she's looking for.
Hates MAGA chuds. Who can say? You know what I'm saying?
She's getting the chads and brats. That is, wow, you were not kidding.
No.
That goes beyond.
Yeah. Next level shit. I can't believe I hadn't heard that.
That may be the defining grift of our time right there, because it involves technology.
Yeah.
Apps.
Referral codes.
MAGAs. Chuds, scams, grips, strategy.
Yeah.
Gaming the system.
Yep.
Gaming the game.
Yep. Come on.
And what was the connection? There was some woman who was on The Bachelor, or I heard the word bachelor because I just thought maybe.
No, no,
in the very
said
beginning,
that.
I didn't know what it was about, and I heard bachelor. I thought, okay. Wow. Let me take another hit. I got to absorb that.
Okay. And while you absorb that, and speaking of smoking, I was told by Panorama Sarah sent me this link the other day. KickItCA.org. KickItCA.org.
Weed or cigarettes?
Cigarettes.
Okay.
Here's the thing. If you get a 20-minute coaching call with a cigarette quit coach, you get $20.
I'm doing it.
Duh.
Are you doing it?
Yeah. You also get free nicotine patches.
Well, I don't really have a nicotine addiction. I have a consumption addiction.
Well, but I also have an addiction to getting $23 from the state of California. There's also that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
KickItCA.org.
Are you forwarding that to me?
I can text you the URL, KickItCA.org.
Or I could write it down?
Or you could write it down, I guess. But then you would have to use your hand and you're already filling your pipe again.
I wrote some poems that, I mean, I have some poems on here that I summoned you for coffee. I offered you grift horse. Always remember, I chart your life's course.
Tortured poets department much?
Yeah,
shit,
exactly.
Man.
I crossed that one out, but it's pretty good. There's one more. When a show lasts a long time, they say it has legs.
Mm-hmm.
How does Meg repay me? Boiled eggs. I was busy this week.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
Megan, I want to make a prediction right here on the show. By the way, Weed Ephemera is coming up. Weed Ephemera is coming up
in
the show.
Get ready for that segment.
I want to make a prediction.
What's that?
Waba Grill. You heard of them?
Dude, yes, I've heard of Waba Grill.
Really?
And I've never seen a single fucking person eat it. I've never seen a single person in there, but I've seen the bus ads. I've seen the billboards. What is going on?
Okay. Then you just You just fueled my prediction even harder.
Okay.
I'm going to bring you in on my prediction.
What's your prediction about Waba Grill?
Okay. Waba Grill is the next Red Lobster. Okay. What they're doing now to bring people in, and I'm going to tell you, I don't think it has a shot in hell of working. And I think Grill is going to be gone the way Red Lobster is going to be gone.
What's the strategy? What's the strategy?
Okay, you ready?
He's referring to the fact that Red Lobster is probably going to file for bankruptcy because they had that unlimited shrimp deal.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Now, you would think the other places would learn from that.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Kids eat free at Waba Grill. Mm-hmm. Kids eat free at Waba Grill.
Okay.
When do they eat free? All weekend. And Monday through Friday after 4 p.m.
All weekend.
All weekend. and then all night after 4.
All it's the second that school's over.
Let them play a little outside and then bring them into Waba all night. And if it's Friday night, then the next 2 days.
Right.
Kids eat free.
At Waba Grill.
It doesn't say
so I guess
one kid.
It says a plurality of children.
Kids.
You could bring your litter.
So who's going there now that doesn't have a kid? Nobody wants to hear that cackle. And then everybody's going in there feeding their kids all day and night. There's no way. I don't see it. And for you to tell me nobody's in there, they had to have tried that.
Right.
Because nobody's there.
This is a last-ditch effort to get anyone in there at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids eat free.
But here's the thing. I mean, yeah, okay, so kids eat free. So one adult comes in, probably one to two adults.
Right.
They buy the Waba Grill. I think Waba Grill, if you want a meal, maybe it's like $8 or something.
Probably more now.
So.
Just because everything's more now.
Okay, let's say 10 even. Let's be generous. Let's say a meal is $10. One person buys one $10 meal. And then all 800 of their children I don't think that bodes well for Waba Grill.
R.I.P. to Waba Grill. Gang, the album's out now. Buy a track. Pick it up. All right. Do you want to do, I don't know, a letter? No. Do you want to do some weed ephemera?
We could do some weed ephemera. Before you do that,
I knew we weren't doing it.
Well, while you're ready to smoke weed, I can show you another video.
Oh, let's do that.
I've been sitting on this for a while. So remember when my friend John was in town and I drove him back up north, right?
Yeah, this thing, I mean, the amount of tentacles on that story, it's like it keeps coming back each week.
my friend John is also a, you know, collector of discs. And has been since we were in high school together.
Oh, he's one of the peeps of the game.
Well, no,
I'm a Johnny come lately.
He's one of the original grifters. He used to ride Borders Books and Music hard with me. You know what I'm saying? This, I'll just show you this right now. This is just the Criterions. Those are just Criterions.
Wow.
This is it. So, yeah, we stopped at his parents' house.
Whoa.
On the way home.
Shelves and shelves.
This is his childhood bedroom, which is about half of the entire space of the bedroom is devoted solely to Criterions. But then.
That's impressive.
But then, Howard, you go upstairs, okay? And you go into the attic, okay? And this is what
you see. I'm not even the most DVDs out of her friend group.
This is what you see.
Holy crow.
Okay, get ready. I don't know if it needs sound necessarily, but you can provide some commentary here while we're going.
Shelves of DVDs. We're walking. Whoa.
Stacks on top. And then.
Whoa. Is that VHS?
No, these are all DVDs.
What the F? I'm even impressed at the size of his living space over there.
This is an entire attic.
Oh, my
dude.
God. How many has he got?
Tens of thousands, I think.
Holy crow.
Look at this. They're stacked on the ground.
Wow.
They're on. His dad built all those shelves.
I got to say, when the video first started, I thought, well, if I stuck all my pelts in the cases, I would have that many, but I think he surpassed me.
You think by filling an entire house attic full of DVDs, he surpassed you?
Does he own the house?
I think he has. No, it's his parents' house.
Well, he loses a little bit of points just because it's like his parents' house. But I fill my garage. Hey, shout out to you. That is, I mean, I wouldn't have thought there's many people who still have that many.
I mean,
he's dyed in the wool OG DVD guy. Whereas I came into it after the fact. I didn't come into it as a movie lover. I came into it as of these things are cheap. Let me stockpile them.
Yeah. Well, when we first started, I mean, it was cheap because we were committing return fraud. But at the same time, it was like Criterions were like $40 each.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
in store credit, sure.
Stuff.
But like that required a lot of churning, a lot of returning.
So let me ask you this. He's obviously attached to those. Like, he's probably never selling, right?
Doesn't seem like it. He has no desire to, no.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's just...
He's got a video store, dude.
Oh, he's got a video store?
No, I mean, that's a video store.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
He could straight up open a video store right now.
Right. But he'd be better off just selling them on eBay so he didn't have the overhead. But it does get him out of the house. People say it's important to not work at home. Gives you more of a life. I would second that and third that. Wow, that is so impressive. And out of those thousands, he said, I don't need this one. Take it to Howard. Which one?
You know, there hasn't been one yet, but maybe at some indeterminate point in the future.
Last night, a comic found a Lambada CD on the ground and gave it. Like, oh, I was like, whoa, look at that. That is impressive.
Come on.
It just shows you how hard I have to work on this show. Even with all my DVDs, even with a mountain of DVDs,
Well, I mean, he's beta got, guy. You're not beta. He's got like 20 years on, you know, he's got a 20 year head start, dude.
Great point. That's been his life.
Yeah. Never stopped.
Where are his dirty rap songs? Because my stack of those is getting higher and higher and higher all the time. Shout out to Baltic States. Check out my Instagram. I put a clip of that on there. She Takes It Out in Flesh, Ill-Fated Brigade. There's songs on there for everybody.
While you're online, you should probably want to go to suavesettlement.com.
Oh, let me write this down.
Suavesettlement.com. Suavesettlement.com. What did Suave do? They put something bad in the antiperspirant that, I don't know, whatever.
Okay.
Not my problem. That's Suave's problem.
Do you know that the pirates, they mistreated some of their people on the pirate ship?
Yeah.
That was the original Swab settlement. They had to pay out some money to some of the Swabs.
Oh, Swab settlement. That's funny.
I had to go pirate with it. Especially
you didn't know. Okay, you have written down Swab. No, I said Suave.
Oh, Suave.
Suave is in the antiperspirant.
I guarantee there's jockeys who wrote that down wrong, too.
S-U-A-V-E settlement.com. Suave.
Settlement.
Suave antiperspirant. They put something bad in it.
I'm in Spanish right now, and it just sounds like you're saying, like, Suave.
You want me to say suavesettlement.com?
Then I would have got it right.
SuaveSettlement.com. Without proof of purchase, class members can receive $3.29, the average retail price per purchase product, up to three products per household.
That's $10.
So that's about $10 from Suave. SuaveSettlement.com.
Shout out to that.
Shout out.
Shout out to me.
Why are we shouting you out?
Well, I'll get through this quickly because I know you don't. It's not your favorite topic at the moment. But I did keep my eye on Bitcoin this week. I've been waiting to send you an alert, but it dropped down to 60. I grabbed a little bit of it, and
we're back up to 64.
64, but it's playing around in this area.
It's playing.
And I've actually learned something, and I'm going to share it.
What's that?
When this thing starts to dip, and it starts to go towards like 59, 60.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it'll start to dip. You watch. It'll go 64, 63, 62, 61, 60, right?
Okay.
59 is a barrier in human heads. Like, there's a lot of people who are thinking, when that thing hits 50-ish, I'm going to buy it.
So you're saying don't wait for 59. No, you're saying hit 60.
When you see it going down, the 6 going to the 5. You know what I'm saying? When you're leaving the 60s and going to the 50s,
yeah,
that's a lot of people's signal to buy.
Right.
Which means it's not going to dip down into the 50s. It's going to hold at 60.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm acting like I'm fucking...
You're acting like you're from fucking even, Warren Buffett of crypto
like
or whatever?
Jim Cramer over here. But I just knew. I go, this thing's... I didn't know, but I was like, I don't think it's going to keep going. I think people are... It's like... When it's tiptoeing around and not making a major move,
mm-hmm.
it's like it doesn't have enough downward pressure. So I go, I'm buying it at 60. I don't think it's going lower. And then it came back up.
Okay.
So I'm not getting into day trading or anything. I'm a buy and hold guy. But Megan, I'm watching that thing. If that thing goes back down into the 50s, which it could, or when it does, I'm going to be texting you some alerts and we'll get you back in without a loss of capital. Shout out to you.
Can't afford to lose any more capital here, guy.
All right. Now, let's take a look at some weed ephemera. And we're concentrating mainly on bags today.
Okay. Okay.
And these are not huge bags, but medium-sized to smallish bags.
Okay.
Let's see what we have here.
Let's see what we have here. I would say probably the only huge bags you have are those ones that I gave you, right?
Yeah, those were
that
big.
I found
those...
outside that house in Laurel Canyon.
Yeah, that was big. All right. We've already established she has the biggest bags. She's got the friend with the most DVDs. Anyway.
Girl with the most cake, friend with the most DVDs.
All right, don't step on the reveal. Here we go. Now, we're pulling out some bags. Let's see what we got.
He's pulling the bags out of the bag. Jesus Christ, Kramer. It's a lot of fucking bags.
Now, you tell me, first of all, do Coca-Cola cans look today like they did in 1930?
They do not.
So should we count on weed packaging looking like this for eternity?
We should not.
So then we could say that even though these don't look super crazy now, we can count on they will be identifiable later as early weed goes mainstream packaging.
Okay.
And now let's see what type of packaging and art we have saved.
I mean... I'm looking at, it's got to be dozens, if not at least 100 bags.
This is Blues Beach with a wave on it.
Mm-hmm. How early is it? How early are we talking here?
These are my era now of smoking weed.
This is modern era.
This is all modern era.
Okay.
When did you think they're from?
You were kind of implying.
Before weed was legal?
No, you were kind of implying that they were right from the beginning of weed's legality. That was the implication I was getting.
Yes. I started smoking weed when it got legal, and I have all the packaging.
Yeah. So this is from then, or this is from now?
These are that. What is your then and now? The whole era is only like 11, 10 years or something.
Yeah. Don't you think there'd be a difference between year one and now?
I don't know that for sure. But I do know what I have.
He knows what he has, gang.
You should go to CSUSN. You need to get in with some of the meathead kids. All right. Look at what we're seeing here. Herbivore flower. With a rabbit on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
With a rabbit on it.
It's pretty artistic, actually, for a
Then you
bag.
Got, like, these are just a little less artistic, but then, like, G-Bud. Blues, greens, yellow, I mean, blues. Blues and greens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? Then, what, more of those.
Naked roots. Looks like a little Illuminati-y.
Okay, and look how most of these, like the, you know, like a boob implant insertion.
Yes.
It's made underneath in the back.
He's made a slit in the back.
And anyone could just go, wow, look at that. Perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Perfectly preserved.
All
because
right.
He's not even opened the, what do you call it?
Yeah, I haven't opened the zip on top.
Mm-hmm.
All that.
That's the first stack.
Now look at this stuff. Magic
now we
mushrooms.
Got teeny or wait, it says that it's psilocybin.
Yeah, those are magic mushrooms.
How do you
those are packaged magic mushrooms.
How did you buy those?
Probably at the comedy club or something.
Okay.
Look at this. Tour pack, Jerry Garcia.
Jerry Garcia handpicked. Okay.
Green Lantern. All these gang are just very ornate pieces of weed packaging. That I guarantee everybody's
diet, smoke,
anarchy sativa.
I gave you those anarchy sativas.
Yeah, look at them. Look at that's not art. Look at those.
Now
it,
I'm just thinking.
Like
look
Dr.
how many
Seuss.
How many bags of sativa I've given you.
I know, and I've smoked all these. Look at Boccia gelato with a Vespa. On
little
it.
Vespa on it. Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
telling you, all this stuff factors in.
Big Tree, America's cannabis,
lemon cobbler sativa, Mactown
diesel. It's just...
And then it's never ending.
This
and
is like,
this
is your life.
These
but...
are the smaller sizes. Remember how many of these you gave me?
Oh, yeah. The old pals.
Old
yeah.
pal. This yeah. is your life in weed. Just artifacts. Just everything you could imagine. But everybody else is chucking it. And so I've got it. We'll see what happens. Look at this. Flower bag.
Oh, wow. In that it's shaped like a flower.
Yeah. These come from the girl I know who's got... It works in NoHo.
Okay.
Just more of the same, I guess, on a podcast, you know, it's just more of the same.
Non-visual podcast, yeah. If only you were seeing what I was seeing. So many bags with so many different pictures on them.
But could you imagine?
Pictures, text.
I mean, listen, I'm telling you, they're going to make frames this size, and you're going to put that in, and it's going to be art. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. It's the same as the DVDs. Stuff's too ornate to be forgotten.
Is this your entire collection or do you have more?
This is the entire collection of these size bags.
But there's okay. other bags. There's other size.
I have hefty bags full of those canister, you know, little plastic things. I have hefty bags full of the joint cylinders, like those plastic ones.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I've got mailings to the house, you know, all the weed companies. I've got all their cards. I've got herbarium clothes, shirts, cannabis cafe shirt. If the pyramid ever wants to do weed goes mainstream, vegan goes mainstream, just at the very least, I'm hopefully creating another exhibit down there at the pyramid. And of course, the ultimate spectacle will be your wedding. Down there, maybe I'll bring some ephemera to your wedding. Some wedding ephemera.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
I'll bring my pictures of my former regimes. So shout out to all that.
Shout out to all that. You know how you get packaging. You buy things, right?
Yes.
You want to buy things at Costco? Here, you're going to want to get... I think it was, when does this end? They got a fucking crazy promo going on right now. Oh, it ends on May 12th, right?
How is there, why is there weed on your couch? That's odd.
I think it's because Howard Michael Kramer is actively sitting on it. And
unless I spilled it.
Well, every time you leave my apartment after you've smoked weed on the couch, it's like, you know, like the area around like a high chair.
Yeah.
You know, like at TGI Fridays or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just,
well,
it's just litter on litter on litter.
You know that thing about I'm turning into my mother?
Mm-hmm.
You're turning into my mother. She used to go, whenever Howard leaves the table, you can always tell he was there, all the evidence.
That's true. Whenever Howard leaves the passenger seat of my car, there's usually crumbled up tortilla chips.
The girl in my special, if you watch it, she's like, you always have shit in your hands. You always got so much shit in your hands. Then I was like, became conscious of it. And like, we'd be walking back up into the manor and I'd be like, yeah, I always got
all this shit in my hand. Well, if you like having lots of shit in your hands, you probably love Costco. Okay. But if you do this before May 12th, 2024, if you haven't had a Costco membership in the past 18 months.
I haven't.
And you haven't. If you get one now, they cost $60 a year. But you get a free $40 digital Costco shop card when you sign up for a membership just by using the promo code PARA24.
So wait, the whole thing cost me $20?
PARA24. Yeah, it's like paying $20 for an entire year Costco membership.
Do you think that would be worth it to me?
Not to you, but to a lot of people.
People with a family.
You don't even need a family. I mean, I'm always at Costco, man, because I told you.
Then why wouldn't it be to me?
Because I don't think you want, because you hate fucking crowds.
Oh, that's true.
Do you know what I'm saying? And it's been mitigated somewhat.
You have to wait on a long line when you leave?
It's better now that they have self-checkout, because that makes all the lines like go way quicker. But you do still have to kind of wait. But, I mean, best price in the game, raw almonds. Best price in the game, fucking Greek yogurt. Best really? Price in the game, tofu.
What about?
Firm tofu, less than $2 a block.
If I send you over there for yogurt. And maybe some kombucha. Is that straining the bonds of friendship?
No, I mean, next time I go, I can tell you I can get you some.
Okay, you the man.
If you don't have a friend that has a Costco membership, you know, $20 a year, that's fucking...
That's pretty great.
You're going to make that back your first couple visits if you're just buying fucking almonds alone, dude.
Yeah.
Straight up. I stan.
I stand on business.
I stand. All right. As a business person, I stand.
I brought in another piece of ephemera for you.
Okay.
I obtained this. Well, I had to obtain it, but I didn't go to where you think I went to obtain it.
Interesting. It is a employment application for Arby's.
Arby's employment application. I was in a convenience store, and this was sitting by the register like someone had forgotten it.
Oh, no.
And I was like, this is mine. All right. So... Dream big, yeah. Work hard,
get it done,
play fair, have fun, make a difference. How are you going to do all that? That fucking Arby's.
I can't. Why is it so many pages? I feel like an application for Arby's should just be, you know.
I was actually.
A half sheet.
I was actually.
Are you alive?
Yeah. But basically, so they give you the Arby's look and everything and this stuff.
Wait, the Arby's look. Our customers expect our restaurants to be clean and well-kept. They also expect the people who serve them are clean in appearance, well-groomed, and professional. You got to wear a belt.
By the way, did you hear what... Read that sentence again. Our customers expect our restaurants to be clean and well-kept. Arby's customers.
Yes.
We got to live up to the standards of Arby's, gray roast beef.
I gotta say, when it comes to cleanliness of fast food restaurants, Arby's is in the upper echelon.
All right. I can't argue.
Every
with
time
that.
I go I in an Arby's, it's kind of spotless.
Okay. I never been in. I didn't realize it was cut above.
It is a cut above.
Shout out to
they're
Arby's.
They're not leaving detritus on the table like they're doing at McDonald's.
All right. Well, then shout out to Arby's and Fast and RSA, reverse split Arby.
Yep.
A typical day at Arby's is fast-paced and filled with variety.
Mm-hmm.
In spite of the hustle and bustle, your most important task is to approach customers and coworkers with a great attitude and a warm, friendly smile.
Love that. Silence while Kramer continues to look at this Arby's application.
Well, I mean, like, you get $20 an hour if you can put up with this.
Let me look at this. What are the requirements? Let's see. Oh, you list your availability. Rate yourself. Energy level, communication skills, hospitality, reliability, personal pride, teamwork. Who do you think is saying, like, one, I need improvement on reliability? Like, who's being honest when it comes to...
I used to do a joke early in my act about, it was like that. It was like, if I had all those qualities, why would I be applying to Walmart?
But I love how they have all these questions and then they give you, like, I don't know, 2 inches of space to respond. What achievement in life are you most proud of? They ask. What are your personal strengths? Your weakest areas? What are your 5-year goals?
5-year goals.
Why do you want to work at Arby's?
Let me ask you something. How is Arby's a part of anyone's 5-year? Like, you know what I'm saying? If you're making 5-year goals, don't you mostly sidestep Arby's? Arby's is like, I didn't have the 5-year plan. Now it's 8 years, and I got nothing.
No, I mean,
learn how to flip. I didn't learn how to be a sexual cam person.
They're operating on that.
I don't sell drugs.
You know how like fast food restaurants always have that outside, or they try and imply that like everybody that works there is like en route to some other brand.
CEO.
Like everyone's going to college.
Right.
Everyone's, you know what I mean?
Join like, a winning team.
Yeah, exactly. It's that implication.
Give it up for Megan, everybody.
Come on.
Well, I just wanted that as ephemera, but it was fun to discuss it. But I mean, why don't they have Arby's weed? Why don't they have Chick-fil-A weed? Chick-fil, you know. Type thing. Why don't they make packaging that evokes that?
Why don't they do that, folks?
Do you know Mike Tyson makes 800 grand a month from his weed stuff?
Awesome. I think that's so cool. I think Mike Tyson is so cool.
You are rooting for him against Jake Paul, right? That's in July.
I didn't even know that was happening now.
I mean...
Am I voting? Who am I going to vote for? The convicted rapist or the YouTuber? I guess I'm going to have to sleep on that.
If you put it that way, you're going to go YouTuber.
I mean, yeah, I'm probably going to have to go YouTuber. Although, you know, he might be an unconvicted rapist. Who can say?
But if you're looking at it as far as like, I want that Jake Paul guy to get his ass kicked and I could pick anyone that he's willing to fight on earth to do it. And you told me he was willing to fight Tyson. I'm there for that. I'm just there for that beating. I'm there for that. I'm there for that. I mean, look what's going on, Megan. Everyone trying to get into the clubs. The comedy clubs is all about how many followers you got. You don't want to see that. You don't want to see Jake Paul take a physical beatdown. He could headline the improv with one phone call, and he's never done stand-up before.
Right.
Megan lost her train of thought, I think. There was a 29-cent grift coming in on the text.
I mean, I got it. Here's a $20 grift right here. If you're in those.
What do you got? Live grifts coming at you?
No, I have topics, man. I'm looking at my topics, bro.
This is your topics?
These are all of my topics.
This is what
Look at this list.
This is 249.
What episode is
this? I like this. What happened?
I don't know what time. What happened? It was a prolific week, I guess, of topics coming to me.
Okay.
Here's one right here. I was thinking about, you know, every year, if you're in the SoCal area, the Renaissance Pleasure Fair happens, right? In beautiful Irwindale,
Why is
California.
It called Renaissance Pleasure Fair?
Why do they put pleasure in it?
Yeah.
I think because everybody that's into the Renaissance Fair is a sex freak, I guess.
That's really got to be what it is.
It's got to be
like
what it is.
Swinging and stuff.
Yeah.
I want to bang that guy with a...
I want to get fucked up on mead and get banged by two guys in chainmail. But I can. Have you ever been?
Chain train, they call it.
Chain train, choo choo.
I've never been to one of those. I've been to
great people watching, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
And I was thinking like, oh, maybe I'll go this year, you know, because I hadn't been in a few years. Tickets cost $42, right? Which seems excessive
just to get
to
in.
Walk around in the dirt and watch a bunch of, you know,
ass
wenches
wipes, and then buy a big turkey leg.
Yeah, exactly. But some dude on Craigslist is selling discount Renaissance Pleasure Fair tickets for $25. So if you want to go,
me,
just look up Renaissance Pleasure Fair on Los Angeles Craigslist.
Oh, smart.
Hit up some random dude. He's in Irwindale. Kaboom.
I like that.
You could take a 5-minute jaunt on the way to the Renaissance Pleasure Fair. Save $20. Kaboom. What do you think about that?
I love it. But I mean, you're outing yourself as a swinger if you show up at that thing.
I'm not a swinger. I just like people watching. You know what I'm saying?
I do too.
It's just like I go to Vegas.
You can do that at the Grove.
I go to Vegas. I'm not a degenerate gambler, but I like to watch degenerate gamblers.
Well, yeah, but you're a degenerate. I won't say bottom feeder because that would be offensive. But I mean, you're going around like checking the slot machines for nickels and stuff. I mean, that's, you know what I'm saying? Celine Dion residency, you. Area in between, large.
Right.
Sorry if that was offensive. Shout out to 420. How about that? It comes around each year, and we're reminded.
It does. What are we reminded of?
Well, this year we're reminded that Seth Rogen smokes the bowl on May 7th. Netflix is a joke. Comedy festival. Seth Rogen smokes a bowl. I was wondering if, like...
Has he ever done stand-up?
Rogen, yeah. In fact... How about this? My friend Corey, who I've known since Austin, her and her then husband Doug moved to Vancouver and started teaching a comedy class. And their student was Seth Rogen. And he was like, what do I do? And they were like, yeah, go down to LA. And he just tried and he got Freaks and Geeks.
Okay.
And then when we moved here after Austin Stories, we would see sometimes some of the Freaks and Geeks people at this comedy show on the West Side.
Where on the West Side?
It was in Westwood. Chris Hardwick and...
Where in Westwood?
It was this Gailey's or something. It was like this like Middle Eastern restaurant. But they had a show. In fact, if you watch the first season of Curb, that's where Larry's doing stand-up. The first time you see him doing stand-up.
Okay.
He shot that there at that time. Give it up for Arby's. Give it up for Target. Give it up for the album. It's out this week. Please buy a track, gang. You don't have to listen to it. You don't have to like it. Buy it and delete it.
Oh, give it up for Costco again. Earlier this week on Kiss My Griff, someone wrote in talking about Nelly's laundry powder.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
and
right.
How fucking cheap that shit is.
Yeah.
It's like 8 cents a load or whatever if you bought like $150 worth of it. I actually bought, they got a deal going on at Costco right now.
For Nelly's.
For $60, you can get, I don't even know how many pounds, 20 pounds of it or some shit.
Of Nelly's.
Of Nelly's. It's 9 cents a load delivered.
Do you want to go halves on that or something?
I mean, it's coming to my house. We can go halves on that. It's en route, my dude. 9 cents a load.
You going out of town anytime soon?
Am I going out of town anytime soon?
Like, you know, where I got to watch scraps or something, because then I could just come by and scoop out some of that. I'm transparent, King.
I'm going out of town, but I'm going out of town by myself.
Oh.
I'm going to San Diego this week. Speaking of my friend John, he's got an extra ticket to see Neil Young.
Whoa.
I'm going to go see Neil Young in San Diego.
Whoa.
And I'm taking the train.
Oh, the surf liner. That's badass.
Here's another money-saving tip. If you use the promo code V812... you can save 20% on your trip to and from San Diego on the Pacific Surfliner.
Ooh.
I found that code.
Can I give you some tips on the Surfliner?
What's up?
You want to sit on the right side, so you're closest to the water as you're heading south.
Okay.
You will be able to plug in different items. If you want to juice them for their electric, bring your, you know, that generator for the shack. Charge it all the way down. Why are you deciding to take train instead of car?
Just because it's such a pain in the ass to drive to San Diego, man. And it takes the same amount of time, basically.
And what station?
And it costs the same.
Are you going into downtown San Diego?
Old Town San Diego, I think.
Old Town.
Yeah. From Union Station to Old Town San Diego. With this promo code. Because this promo code exists because it's like, if you're going to the San Diego Zoo, save 20%. But like, you don't have to prove that you bought a San Diego Zoo ticket. You could just use this promo code and it's 20% off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. By the way, you don't need to go to the San Diego Zoo.
I'm not going to San Diego
Zoo. You watch some documentaries, and then all those cups pop out up at the Wood Grill for a dollar.
but it's like with that, when it's 20% off, it's like $28 each way, which is cheaper than gas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
And then what about, are you getting a ride to the train station, or are you going to leave your car there?
Not
I know this is minutia gang, but I've been on this trip and it's rare that I leave.
Well, I'm within walking distance of a train station that will take me to Union Station. You know what I'm saying?
What? Are you going to get on the
train? I could get on the red line and go down to Union Station, or Anthony could just drive me.
I would take the ride from the husband.
Folks, what would you do? Send us an email, grifterspot@gmail.com.
What good is a husband if he can't avoid you some train rides?
And also, speaking of even more money saving, I was looking for like discounted Amtrak gift cards, you know what I mean? And I found this website called Card Depot.
Card Depot.
Card Depot. Now I'm going to buy a Amtrak gift card from Card Depot, save 7.6% on top of that.
How do you save 7.6%?
Because you go there and it's like, you know, it's like a $50 gift card, but it costs $42.50 or whatever the fuck.
Oh.
Card Depot actually has a bunch of shit.
So you're
going to
get down there for cheaper than $24 each way?
Yes. And I looked up the reviews on Card Depot. They're legit. Card Depot. It's like, basically, it's like anytime you buy anything anywhere, you should look up and see if they have, like, gift cards on Card Depot.
This is good.
See, it's 7.6% off. Boom. If I buy a $50 gift card at Card Depot, it's $46.20.
When are you taking this trip?
On Wednesday, after we record Kiss My Gross.
No, it doesn't even disrupt.
Specifically looked at the schedule in order to accommodate you, Howard Michael Kramer.
All right, this is what you need to shout out at you, Neil Young. You got to say...
Skinnerd?
No, you got to say, listen, you saw what happened to Mellencamp. Did you see what happened to Mellencamp?
You told me about what happened to Mellencamp. Yeah.
He started telling slow-ass stories, and it just gave room for hecklers to jump in. You're going to say, Neil, we want to keep the pace up, which means Cinnamon Girl, which means...
I am hoping that he plays a lot of bangers. I'm not going
to
lie.
Yeah, and he only has 4 to 5. I've explored it.
He's got more than 5 bangers. It's being
not high-energy bangers. It's... Cinnamon Girl, the one with Buffalo Springfield. Mr. The heads know it. It's called Mr. Something. That Cinnamon Girl, a little bit of that, you know, Johnny Rotten. The king is gone, but
out of the blue?
Forgotten.
Right.
Some of those.
Or Into the Black.
With the druids running around.
Okay.
What's the other
what
one?
About like all the shit on Tonight's Tonight or like Revolution
Don't
Blues?
Don't give me
or...
any of that. You got to give me the hook, because otherwise, I'm telling you, it's just him going, Cinnamon Girl. Come on. You know the other ones. Cinnamon Girl. Oh, you know, the one where he rips on Skinnerd. Southern Man. Cinnamon Girl, the Buffalo Springfield one, and then he's got some of that Johnny Rotten shit, and then maybe a cover or
Rocking
something.
Rocking in the Free World.
I'm telling you, a lot of it is, you know what I'm saying? Keep your, you know, maybe do some cardio in place, run in place, keep your energy up. Did you see what happened to Blur at Coachella?
You told me about what happened to Blur at Coachella.
The kids were not feeling it. It happens. I bet the guys from Oasis were laughing. Check out swabsettlement.com.
Swab. Rico Swab.
Rico Swab.
Swabsettlement.com. Go to haveasummit.com.
I feel like I wore you out on this one. Or is it just because you had so many topics?
I didn't even go through all my topics, to be completely honest.
Wow.
Yeah.
I must have vamped too much.
Well, I mean, you have been smoking weed continuously this entire time, and it looks like you're about to do it again.
Three hits whole episode, gang. I'll still go up against you in speech and debate.
You ready to dismount here? Now he's just fingering his weed bags.
I was trying to see if there was one that was impressive, because you were like, you know, you a little bit one up to me on that.
That, how did I one up you on it?
You're like, who gave you the biggest bag? Yeah. Oh, these are smaller. Interesting.
Oh, and the big bags, they were kind of like Gushers branded too. Remember that?
Those are great bags. Listen, that's why I hooked my wagon to your star. Give it up for all that. Happy 420 to you if you're heading out to the dispensaries. Pick up some deals. Shout out to Marijuana, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, all of the original gang who helped us legalize it. Shout out to all of you, and we will see you
right here next week on Grift Horse.